Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to welcome Prosperity Counseling and Wellness to the show. They are a local St. Louis-based therapy practice that specializes in substance abuse and general counseling. They offer group and individual therapy that is tailored to meet your needs. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse or just feels like they need support, contact Prosperity Counseling and Wellness at 636-515-1230. You can find more information at their website at prosperitystl.com. If you're struggling out there or need somebody to talk to, reach out. Prosperity Counseling and Wellness, right here in St. Louis. Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zack building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Travis from Agitate the Airwaves. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Travis Corley.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey man, welcome to the show. We just met officially the other day. We've been friends online for a while, but you had me out for Agitate the Airwaves, which was a whole lot of fun. We had a good time hanging out and recording, and we had Tyler Cash came in and sat in with us and stuff too that day, and so that was that was fun just to see old friend and hang out on the radio. So tell me more about Agitate the Airwaves, man. This is kind of a brand new project for you, right?
So we started off with a different show that we started at the beginning of June of this year. That went for a few months, and then there were some issues between hosts. I'm not going to go too far into detail because I don't want to start any more drama, because it's actually starting to go away a little bit.
Yeah.
But so that dissolved. They went their separate way, and then I started Agitate the Airwaves. We've been, I think it's like 2 months now, maybe a little bit shy of 2 months that we've been Agitate the Airwaves. Kind of rebranded a little bit, but this... the core value of the show is the same. The whole point is we want to help promote local bands. And then on top of that, we also want to help bands across the country that normally wouldn't get radio play to get some type of radio play and be able to reach new audiences a little bit easier than trying to fight for that terrestrial radio play that it's kind of hard to get without being signed to a label.
Sure.
So that's our main goal. And then we've also got our side goals of like, we're really big on mental health awareness and drug addiction. So we do a lot of stuff on that side as well.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's very important to me too. As well. I also have my sponsor, promotes, wellness and counseling and stuff. So it's been really cool to have them a part of the show, Prosperity Counseling and Wellness. So, it's something, especially, I don't know, it's a problem everywhere, but seems especially music.
Right.
I mean, you know, we've got, just recently, actually I'm wearing my Chris Cornell shirt and Chester Bennington, you know, like
we've lost some good ones, and it's a real shame, man. But yeah, if you got something going on and you need to talk to somebody, there's always people out here to listen.
There's always someone. Yeah. Yep,
so. Agitate the Airwaves. We've been going for a couple months now. You can listen on mycitymymusic.com.
Yep, and then you can also catch us on the Spreaker app. I prefer the Spreaker app or iHeartRadio. Spreaker, you can listen to it live. But if you download the app and you can, favorite our show, and every time we're live, it'll send an alert to your phone letting you know that we're live. That way you can jump in and listen and not have to wait until, you know. So, Spreaker, once it's already live, you can listen to it right after. iHeartRadio, you can listen to it, but it's not available until the next day. But, Spreaker's usually the best way to do it. But you can go to mycitymymusic.com as well. If you're on a computer, it would probably be best that way. But for a phone, which is probably what most people are going to do, it's going to be Spreaker. That's what I would prefer.
And you are live every Saturday, 12 to 3?
Yep.
So if you want to listen in live, or it's always available for download after that and stuff. So. Yeah, very cool. But yeah, you've had some of my friends too. We have a lot of crossover, obviously. Both supporting St. Louis music. So yep. I know recently had a Cinema Story in. Yep. And Ben Diesel, who actually I was just hanging out with earlier today. And you're getting a lot of great stuff going on over there, coming through there, a lot of good music. And I like what you're doing too, which is kind of a step that I've done a little bit of it with the birthday parties as far as live shows, but I want to do more showcases. And that's exactly what you've been doing too with trying to incorporate giving these people a stage to showcase what they can do.
Yeah, so we primarily do our shows at the Way Out Club on South Jefferson. We might move into other venues, but right now that one's working the best for us logistically.
It's a cool spot.
Yeah. The parking could be better, but that's really the side to it for real. And it's really not that bad. There's plenty of on-street parking. And it's a pretty nice area. You don't have to worry about anyone messing with your car or anything. But let's see, the 25th we have the Cinema Story.
Iceberg ahead, I said, brace myself when all I heard were the sounds of hearts being broken everywhere. Look straight ahead, I said, take my hand and don't look down. This could all just fall apart, but we don't care. Sideswim the ocean for you, just say what I need to do. Please help me save you from yourself. Cause if this ship's going down, just take my hand and we'll jump. Cause if we don't land safe and sound, they won't come searching for us. And if this world gets too dark, we'll just turn on the lights. If I don't make it to the shore, at least you're with me tonight. Or go down swinging, but we're not letting go till you decide. There near the water's edge, I see you shaking and contemplating, but you don't have to be alone tonight. Sideswim the ocean for you, just say what I need to do. Please help me save from yourself. Cause if this ship's going down, just take my hand and we'll jump. Cause if we don't land safe and sound, they won't come searching for us. And if this world gets too dark, we'll just turn on the light. If I don't make it to the shore, at least you're with me tonight. We'll be right back. disaster. The ship's going down. Just sit my hand and watch your
they're headlining there, and they'll be supported by As We Are from Mount Vernon, and Bathhouse Betty is coming in from Toledo, Ohio, and then we have Slush Wave from St. Louis, and then we're talking to another band, probably will be doing it. They were originally supposed to do it, and then communication got messed up. But I actually just got a message from them today, and they'll probably be doing it. But I don't want to say it yet because I don't know for sure.
Right.
But, yeah, that'll be a good one. And then 2 weeks later on the 9th, we have System Slave. Yeah.
And along the way, it's
with Thieves to Kings, and they'll have support from Steve O'Brien. So it's kind of like a mixed genre type thing because Steve O'Brien, he's a rapper, but he has kind of like a rock vibe to him. So that's why we threw him in there, because I think it'd be a good vibe to go with the rest of it. But the good thing is that I went with it for is because Steve O'Brien and the lead singer of System Slave are actually from the same area.
Yeah.
So they know each other from like way back in the day. So it's kind of like a reunion for them. Every time they see each other, like, hey, what's up? Yeah, they saw each other at Rockfest, and it was like a bro fest for them. So
very cool. How do you you said you do get some national, regional and stuff, different things. How'd you end up getting linked up with As We Are and Bathhouse Betty?
So Bathhouse Betty was actually because our original venue that we were going to use to book shows was Just Bill's Place in Overland, and they were booked for them. They were booked to play there like 3 or 4 months ago. So I was talking to the booker at Just Business. We were actually emceeing that show, as our old show was emceeing that. So we're like, hey, since they're the headliner, they're coming in from out of town, let's have them on our show to promote the show, the concert. So they came in, we interviewed them and stuff, and then whenever I started to book this punk show, I was like, I need these guys, because they're fun guys. Like, mm-hmm. It's a little bit harder punk, but they're hilarious. And whenever we had them on the show, it was just insane. And they are basically addicted to Emo's Pizza. That was actually one of the stipulations of them doing this concert on the 25th, is that they said, we'll do it, but we want Emo's. And I was like, okay, that's a deal.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, man. How you feel about Emo's?
It depends on which one you get it from.
Yeah.
I've learned. Like, I lived in West County for a while. Their Emo's is horrible. out here, it's pretty good. But, of course, the best is going to be in Dogtown. That's their mother store. That's where it all started. So, of course, they're going to have the best ones. But I like St. Louis style pizza. I know a lot of – it's kind of like a 50-50 chance on if someone's going to like it or not.
Though. Right. Well, I think I used to work at Stefanina's, and, they do the thin mm-hmm. St. Louis style thing, but they use like mozzarella or a blend there. But, I think it's the cheese, the Prevelle.
Yeah, the Prevelle.
Like, that's usually either you love it or you hate it kind of thing. Yeah. It's like, so that's the – I don't know. I'll eat it. I'm not opposed to it. I'm just I'm more of a fan of the Chicago deep dish and different things like that. I mean,
I just like all pizza. Yeah, pizza. To be honest,
pizza's all pizza is good.
I'll eat any pizza.
Oh yeah.
As long as it doesn't have like. Now I am anti pineapple when it comes to pizza, but other than that, and mushrooms, I won't do mushrooms. But other than that, I'll basically eat any type of pizza.
I destroyed some Casey's pizza the other day, man. That was pretty awesome.
The Quick Trip pizza is actually pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was surprised.
Not too bad. It might be just a bit expensive for gas station pizza, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's $10. It's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, like if you just get the slice, it's like $4 slice or something. Like, I'm like, well, I can go to Little Caesars and get a whole large pizza for $5. So it's like.
I've learned, like, if I'm going to get pizza from there, I just get the whole pizza. And it's a pretty large pizza for $10.
Right, yeah, that is the better deal. If you're gonna get the pizza, get the whole, XL. The QT Kitchen's been crushing it lately. Like, that's the place to be, man. They pretzels and everything.
I like their breakfast sandwiches, too. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I get the burritos a lot. They're pretty awesome. Yeah, if I could just get some of that sponsorship money, if QT could, could sponsor the show, then that'd be all right. I'm going to spend enough money there. I think I can get a good little kickback.
They're over in, their headquarters is in St. Charles, so.
Oh, yeah?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I knew, they're, pretty much a St. Louis thing. I shared something the other day, because, It was like their pumpkin had a pumpkin stuffed pretzel or something like that that came out for the October and things.
I can't
and,
get down on the pumpkin stuff.
Yeah, it came with like a icing, and so it was like it was really good. Like it wasn't like a I don't know really how to, it was sweet and then you of course you had the icing on there and it was pretty tasty. But I shared it online and a friend of mine was like, you know, I forget which, I think she's down south somewhere, but you know, they didn't, I realized like you kind of forget about that they're only a regional or St. Louis thing.
So I think they're throughout Missouri, but I think it's just the major cities because right. I know they're in Kansas City as well.
Yeah.
And I think they are starting to expand outside of Missouri, right. But I think very slowly. They're trying to turn more into like off the highway type of gas station because that's what they're doing around here too. Mm-hmm. You're only going to see a Quick Trip for the most part right off of a highway.
Right. Yeah. Well, like I said, we hung out the other day and you had me out on your show and that's first we really got to start talking. But tell me a little more about Travis Corley. Where's this all start for you, man, wanting to get into radio and music and all this stuff?
So when I was actually a kid, I was probably, I think I was like 6, maybe a little bit older. No, I was probably like 8 when my mom got me my first boombox for Christmas. And it included a tape. I don't think she knew what it was when she got it for me because she just saw a cartoon character on the tape. Well, it was Snoop Doggy Dogg, Doggy Style.
There you go.
But, you know, that's when I first started listening to music. And it turned, since it was a boombox, it had the dual cassette. So I could, like, record and from the radio and then I could dub my voice into it. So I actually started making like little radio shows when I was like 8 years old in my room. But then I went to college and I went to Lindenwood for advertising and public relations. But part of the requirement was I had to take radio. So I did a little bit of radio in college and then really I just fell into doing this show because I actually went on a date with this girl, and she had a show on this the network that I'm on now. And she was telling me all about it and how cool it was and stuff. And then we never went on another date because she was a hippie and she smoked way too much weed. But I saw she posted on Facebook one day, and she was like, "Hey, we're looking for people to start new shows." And I immediately hit her up. Well, she never responded to me, I guess, because I didn't call her back. Well, my friend Billy, a.k.a. Frost Money, local rapper, also has a show on there called the Frost and Blossom Show. And I've known him since high school. We went to the same high school. So I hit him up, and I was like, "Hey, who do I need to talk to get this radio show going?" Because at the time, it was literally all this network had was just like 10 rap shows and one EDM show. And there was like nothing for like rock or anything else. So I was like, I want to do this punk show. And that's originally what we were, is we were just straight punk and that was nothing else. So he got me in touch with Justin Kickett, who owns the studio. I met with him. We set it all up and then we scheduled it for a month later to start the show. That way we had a month to do promo for it. And then that was it. We got it going. And then, like I said, we start off as just punk, but then we realized we were pinholing our audience by a lot, especially in the St. Louis scene, because St. Louis's punk scene isn't that big. So at the time, we were like, okay, we're just sticking local, but we want to broaden a little bit. So then we started bringing in other styles of rock and then started bringing in some hip-hop. Us broadening it did make us change some hosts because not everyone was on the same page with that. But in the end, it ended up working out. So now we're open to any type of music. It's just a matter of, I'm not going out and actively seeking the other styles of music. Like I have put it out there saying, "Hey, any type of music, come hit us up. we'll play your stuff, and we'll have you in for interviews. But I basically do everything myself. So of course, if I'm going and looking for band stuff, it's going to be stuff that I like a lot and I'm passionate about. So that's why we haven't had like any blues musicians or jazz musicians. Like, I'll listen to that music, but it's not my cup of tea. Sure. Per se.
I mean, I'm with you. When I started my show, it was a lot of like just my friends.
Right.
I did that for a while and then kind of got to the point where I was like, well, you know, it's not all about me and what I like. So right. I wanted to, you know, there's definitely been stuff where I'm not like super fan of their music, but the conversations we have are always a lot of fun. So it's like, I'm able to realize like, you know, there's other people out there like this music. So why not, you know, share it too? But, cause it's all great for me. And, but the conversations that came out of it, I've had a lot of fun with those, it's difficult though to get real excited about it when it's not something that you're really into or anything. Yeah. So,
and like I said, like I do everything for the show by myself. Like for the concerts, I book everything. I set everything up.
Sure.
I do all the graphic art for us. I do all of the scheduling, everything. Like if the show needs it, I'm the one doing it. So my time is a little bit limited, and I do basically all of my bookings through Facebook. It's just the way it happens.
Right.
Except for whenever I'm trying to get National Acts, I have to go through their management and stuff, which can be a headache. But you got to do what you got to do. But, I'm naturally, at this point, we are still early on, so it's just easier and quicker for me to hit up people that I'm already Facebook sure. friends with.
Right.
And I've got enough to survive for a while. So once I start running out of people, and I'm sure I'll go out and start venturing out to different areas
right.
of the market.
Yeah, man. You in your show, it's kind of mixed media. You do interviews, but you also play a lot of music from
right.
all these people that you've had on the show and
yeah.
around the area. So
yeah, so we do local music, and then we also will do some national acts that don't regularly get radio play, because in my mind, like, we want to support the local, but at the same time, we think, because we're online based, the way I feel about it is if I have these national acts that aren't getting radio play, but they have a solid fan base, I'm going to get listeners in from other parts of the country. And it's working. Like, we're getting listeners from overseas. We've got a super fan in Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
She is very active on our Facebook page.
Very cool.
But, so the way I see it is if we can get those people to listen from outside of St. Louis, it's giving our local bands more of a reach outside of St. Louis, and it'll help them out more.
Yeah.
To get, their music heard, possibly get them exposure to national acts. Like, for instance, like January. In January, I've got Silverstein coming on the show. And I'm waiting to see if they're going to do a call-in. If they're doing a call-in, it'll be on our Saturday show. If they're going to come into the studio, then we're going to do a special episode that Tuesday when they have their show here. So I'm waiting to see what they're doing, because I don't have a local band booked. But my plan is no matter what they're doing, have a local band booked for that day too, because I know our listenership is going to go through the roof with Silverstein being on it. So that's going to give way more exposure to that local act that's going to be on the show that day as well. So that's my plan. That's why I'm starting to book national acts for the show as well, because it's going to help give more exposure to our local acts.
Yeah, man. I feel the same too. Like, that's a lot of my same mentality I apply to the show. Like, you know, I've had a couple, lucky enough to have a couple of national act things, and like, yeah, hopefully it just shines a bigger light on everything.
Right.
So, you know, that's my, you know, theoretically, that's what I hope
right.
people, hey, this band was on this show, and let's go check out what other stuff he got. So,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So, Hopefully it's working. Hopefully people are sticking around and checking out some of the other stuff. So,
we recently started a new segment on our show that we're probably going to do once a month called Slumlords. Basically, it's giving homage to Slum American, which is Yellow Wolf's his sub-label to Shady Records. So we've had... 2 weeks ago, we had Cook Up Boss. He's like one of the newest people that was signed to Slum American. He did a call-in. And then this Saturday, which is going to be after... It's going to be over by the time people hear this. But this Saturday, we're going to have Big Henry calling in, which is another person that signed with Yellow Wolf. So we're like... So it's with those two, we're having... rappers come in as our guests, so we'll have Frost Money as a guest, and we're gonna have J Ed, another local rapper, as a guest. That way, again, national act on calling in, we'll have the local act in there and they'll help them out. But we're getting more and more of these national acts. I'm talking to a couple others right now that I'm hoping pan out, because one of them is huge and I'm really excited about, because it's like my favorite band of all time. And I've dropped some hints on Facebook today, if anyone caught on to that. But I'm in talks with their manager, so hopefully I'll get some solid answers within the next couple days and I can drop that out so that everyone can be excited, as excited about it as I am.
That's cool, man. That's it's always fun when you get that opportunity to book, kind of get that the big fish on the hook.
It's a lot easier than people think, right? Like I was talking about it today, so I've been trying to get I'm calling you out, all right? I've been trying to get the former me on my show for months now, and they are impossible to book. There's always something that comes up at the last minute, Ryan. But so today I posted on Facebook, I was like, when it's easier to book a national act than it is a local act. And then I saw him like it. So I immediately tagged him and did like the eyes emoji. And he was like, I know. But it's pretty easy to book a national act. Just go through their management. I made the mistake of trying to contact them directly through Facebook. They don't make the decisions. If you can get their management on board, you can get them.
Right.
So that's, I've learned that to where I'm not even trying to talk to the band directly for it. I'm just going straight to their management. Sure. Because if their management wants them to do it, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I got, I had a similar thing with the former me. we worked it out eventually.
I stalked them at one of their shows a couple months ago.
Yeah,
I talked to Dylan. I found Dylan. I was like, hey man, why don't you guys ever get back to me? And he was like, what are you talking about? I don't manage our Facebook.
Yeah.
And then he found Ryan. He's like, Ryan, what's going on? Why haven't I heard about this? He's like, dude, I'm trying. Like, we have so much going on.
We did one when their EP came out, and actually Dylan was unable to be there, but because he had to work or something. So it was pretty fun. We had a good time hanging out and eating some pizza and goofing on each other, and it was pretty silly. But yeah, I like those guys. They're fun.
Yeah, they're good guys. I'm having kind of the same situation with Dan Marsala too. Dan, if you're listening. So I've probably talked to him in person 3 times about doing the show, and it's always,
sure.
Oh, when it works out, whenever time works out, I'm like, okay.
Well, now he's got a record to plug, so.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking this whole time, oh, he's just avoiding me. Well, I listened to Shane, the lead singer of Silverstein. He has a podcast called Lead Singer Syndrome, and I listened to his episode with Dan on there, and he was like, yeah, we've been trying to get you on here for like 8 months. I was like, okay, it's not just me. If he made Shane go through that,
right,
then it's not me. All right, I'm good with it now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Dan lives like right around the corner from here.
Right.
I'm going to go to his house one day and be like, look, dude, I got a microphone. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, I've been a huge Story fan for a long time, you know, and since they first hit. And one of the first, when me and Chris started the show 3.5 years ago, whatever, remember we tweeted at Moon and we're like, hey, man, it'd be cool to do the show. And of course, like, you know, he's got like 15 kids or something like that, yeah. And he's on the radio. So it's like, along with the music stuff too. So
yeah,
trying to do two bands and all that. So it was like,
I realized now.
Goldfinger. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the cover band.
So four.
So, yeah, he's a hustler, man. So yeah. You know, but it, yeah, I mean, they were one of the first groups we contacted, and it's still. So 3.5 years, I've been still waiting to try to get somebody from Story on the show. And
yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I got a brand new record, so hopefully maybe December.
Like I said, I'm not even trying to contact Dan anymore. I'm going to their management now.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have management anymore, because they're basically doing DIY now.
Right.
So I'm friends with his sister-in-law. I'm going to start going through her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to the same high school as them, okay. Ritner. So back in the day when I went to Ritner, they were Big Blue Monkey.
Right.
And every year Ritner had the Carnival der Musik, which was a fundraiser for the German club, but it was a battle of the bands in the gym. And every year Big Blue Monkey would play that and win it. And that's actually how they got so big, to where they got Maverick Records hearing about them, because Carnival der Musik was actually a pretty big deal. Like, we had people coming in from like a couple states away just to go to that Battle of the Bands, because it was just so big. Like, a lot of the local bands that actually ended up getting signed in like the mid 2000s were playing that. So I can't remember the name of the other band. My girlfriend actually has their CD in the bedroom.
Green Wheel or something? Or?
No. It was another band from Ritner. I can't think of their name. They ended up getting signed to Hopeless Records.
Green Wheel is more St. Charles.
Yeah. And this one was signed to Hopeless.
Yeah.
I can't remember their name right now, though.
Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, two of them. One of them, one of the dudes, the guitar player, I was on the wrestling team with. Me and him had history. He didn't like me very much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, Ritner has always been a big school for music, because we were kids that didn't grow up with a whole lot. So we tended to you could either go one of three ways, really, in this area. Either you become a burnout, do sports, or get into music. So it was one of those three things. I kind of went towards the sports and music. My brother went to burnout. So
you said wrestling and
I did wrestling and football in high school, and then I also did tennis for a semester, or for one season, yeah. And then quit because I was horrible. And then I did track and field, but I did discus and shot put. And then after I got out of high school, I was in the Army for a while. And then I did combatives in the Army for a while. So when I got out, I started to do a little bit of MMA, but then I was already messed up, like, physically from the Army. So that didn't last very long.
But. Yeah. I did football, basketball, and track for a bit through disc and shot as well, mainly just to stay active.
Right. I did tennis kind of like a CrossFit type thing, you know, cross training. I just wasn't coordinated enough for it. So
I wasn't very good at any of it, but being my size, like,
yeah,
when you're, you know, 6'4", 300 pounds, and as a freshman, like, you're
kidding.
You're all right at best. You know, you can play some basketball, you can play some football. Like, I just pretty much use my size to my advantage and stuff. So, but yeah, man. So we got a lot of big things happening for Agitate the Airwaves, including the shows. We got the Cinema Story, Slush Wave, As We Are, and Bathhouse Betty on the 25th, System Slave, and
Thieves to Kings. Thieves to Kings. and Steve O'Brien on December 9th.
Both those at the Way Out Club.
Yep. And then January 6th, I just booked is a like a hip hop showcase, local hip hop showcase. That's being there's actually like I think I have like 9 acts booked for that. So the headliner is 86 Family. They're actually Rittner kids. They kind of got like that southern rap, country rap style, kind of like Yellow Wolf.
Okay.
So they'll be headlining that, and then we've got two guys actually, or no, it's now one guy coming in from California, which I just randomly got hit up by his manager, and he's like, "Hey, I want this guy to come out and perform." I was like, "Okay, I can't pay for it." They're like, "Don't worry about it. We'll pay for airfare and lodging." I was like, "If you're going to do all that, feel free."
Right. Yeah. I got an email from some record label thing in Nashville, and they wanted me to interview a singer-songwriter, and it ended up falling through, but I was like, what? Like, I mean, for real? Like, you guys don't, you know, it's like, I just thought it was, like, the craziest thing that people, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I know I'm on the internet, and people can pick it up wherever, but it was just kind of, like, I focus on St. Louis, but the fact that, like, people outside of St. Louis are listening and paying attention, like, that was really cool to me, and, like, and the same thing for you, man.
I've got, we actually interviewed a girl, she goes by I the Victor. She's out of Atlanta. Her manager just hit me up randomly, and I actually still talk to him. His name is Matt Vigliotti. I can't think of the name of the agency that he works for, but yeah, he just randomly hit me up, and he was like, "Hey, I've got this girl. She's about to go on a East Coast tour." I'm like, "Well, we're not on the East Coast, but that's fine." But I want to, you know, I'm just trying to get her out there more. You get what? Can you do an over the phone interview? I was like, "Yeah, that's fine." And it actually ended up working out really. Like, her music is actually pretty good. She's heavily influenced by 21 Pilots, so she kind of has like that kind of a somewhat that kind of a style. But a lot of pretty much all of her music is about like self positivity, you know, mental health awareness type stuff. So it really played into the kind of messages that we try sending out. So it was actually a really good interview.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that sounds cool. What was her name you said?
Ida Victor.
Ida Victor. I'll have to check that out.
And then we had Ivan B. I'm actually a huge fan of him.
Yeah?
He's a rapper, kind of like emo rap, out of San Francisco. And he was just one that I randomly hit up because I've been listening to his music a lot lately. And a lot of his music is about, like, about relationships and being more driven and not worrying about what other people think about you and stuff. So mm-hmm. I hit him up, and he was like, "Yeah." So we interviewed him a couple episodes as well. That was pretty cool. It's always cool when you get to interview someone that you've been a fan of for a while, and it would be cool to see them perform, but then you actually get to just have a conversation with them, and I never would have thought I would have been in a position to do that.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, I had no intentions of going into radio.
Yeah.
I was just a big music fan and kind of fell into it, and I've been loving it ever since, man. But, yeah, it's just, it's kind of crazy. But it is cool in the sense that having a show makes it a whole lot less creepy when you want to hit up your favorite
exactly.
bands and talk to them. Like, you're like,
exactly.
So you're like, "Hey, I got a show." And like, "Hey, cool." You know, so.
It was like, I went to, Mike Milley, he's a local rapper. Well, he's not local anymore. He's semi-national, like mid-level. But he did his album release show here at Pops. Never met the guy before. But I went to the show. Well, we had him on the show that day because I hit him up and I was like, "Hey, you're from North County. I'm from North County. Be on our show." He was like, "Okay." So he came on. We did our little interview. And then I just showed up to the show. Well, next thing I know, I'm on stage with him doing Facebook Live for him while he does his performance.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And it's like Yellow Wolf. I went to the Yellow Wolf concert. I just got let in for free. I wasn't asking for it. Just happened.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah. You You, speaking of Facebook Live, I just saw this today, scrolling through. Do you listen to Sturgill Simpson at all?
Mm-mm.
Get into country music at all?
Some country music. Yeah. I don't know.
Sturgill's like an outlaw country. Like, you know, he's like, he sounds like Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and stuff. Okay. I mean, he's like that old classic country sound. But he does a lot more with it. Like, that's like, yeah, having his new record that he, the most recent one he put out, he even covered In Bloom from Nirvana, and like has this real crazy arrangement with horns and all kinds of stuff. You know, it's just like, it's totally different than Nirvana's version. Yeah. And but it's a, you know, it's much different than his earlier stuff where just kind of classic country,
yeah,
you know, steel guitars and stuff. But anyway, reason I brought it up because Facebook Live, he's today, as we're recording this, with the CMAs are going on, Country Music Awards, and he was an invited, and he set up outside, he's busking outside of the arena on Facebook Live, and so you see Bridgestone Arena or wherever they were at, something like that in Nashville, and Sturgill's sitting out front with his guitar, and he's got his guitar case. And the best part of the whole thing in the is he's got his Grammy that he won inside of his guitar case sitting there, like, you know, it's like, and he's sitting there playing on Facebook Live, and people were coming up taking pictures, and some people threw money into his guitar case. I think he was raising money for like ACLU or something like that, and so he made like, he said, the part I was watching, he said he made $13 for ACLU, so it was like, so he's like, it was all worth it, but you know, it was just really funny to me that he's sitting there like trolling the country music and the CMAs and everything.
That's pretty funny.
That's
kind of like the same thing that Tom DeLonge was talking about doing whenever he left Blink. Well, when he was forced out of Blink 182 for being crazy, but whenever they first did their tour with Matt Skiba, he was saying, "I'm just gonna go and follow them on tour and play old Blink 182 concerts acoustic in the parking lots." He didn't do it. I was hoping he did, because I went to the local one here when they came to the amphitheater, but he wasn't.
Yeah. I saw those guys years ago. Some big party over, you know, the amphitheater, Riverport and stuff. And I remember laughing really hard at, they did this like, thing where he, I don't know, I think it was Mark or something, he was doing this like voice of Satan, and like he's and he's like saying something like, it was like, "Yeah, all the guys of Blink 182 all have the biggest dicks. I know, because I gave them to them," you know, like, and stuff, and like, you know, something like that. Anyway, it was really really silly.
They're a trip.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good time. I don't know if it was that same show, but it was right around the same time because the memories are pretty close. But I remember seeing Sugar Ray out there also for some kind of Z107 thing they put together. And I remember being out on the lawn, like 14 or something, and this guy's smoking a joint by us. And he's up there, this guy's arms spread out, and he's like singing Fly. Along with the, you know, and like, it's just such an iconic memory for me. One of my first concerts and stuff. Like,
one of my first concerts was the Spice Girls.
Oh yeah.
I had to. So me and my friend had to chauffeur basically his little sister to the Spice Girls concert. It actually worked out good for us because we were like 15-year-old boys at a concert filled with nothing but girls.
Yeah, man.
So it was pretty awesome. And then the Spice Girls, actually, during one of their songs, now, I know they weren't actually naked, but they gave the illusion that they were naked, sitting on, like, the chairs were backwards and they were sitting on them. So that was pretty cool, too. Because we thought the Spice Girls were really hot back then.
Right.
Especially Baby Spice.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Baby Spice? Yeah, so Do you have a favorite concert memory?
So I have this thing where I have never missed the Used or Silverstein if they come to St. Louis.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep that from me missing any. So I'm going to Silverstein when they come here in January. I'm really excited for that. The Used hasn't been here in probably like a year and a half. Yeah, well, he fled the country, so.
Well, they did like two nights of the pageant a little while back.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever they did their anniversary tour. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like their 15-year anniversary. MXPX is coming here at the beginning of December, and I want to go to that. I don't know if it's going to happen, though. They're playing the Blueberry Hill Duck Room. It's going to be insane.
Yeah?
They haven't been a band for like 10 years.
I think Mest is playing the Blueberry
Hill Duck Room. Oh, yeah, Mest. My bad. Yeah. Mest, not MXPX. Mest.
All right.
That was my bad. Yeah, Mest is playing the Blueberry Duck Room at the beginning of January, and it's going to be insane. And they haven't been a band for like 10 years.
Right.
Well, they have, but in my mind they haven't, because that last album they put out was horrible. So hopefully they only play old stuff.
Sure.
Which I'm sure that's what they're planning on doing, because I don't think their last album sold more than like 1,000. So.
Well, that's kind of what's been fun about them doing those like Throwback Point Fest or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like those have been. I got to see a bunch of bands that I've loved for years. And
Warped Tour has been doing that too. They've been bringing back a lot of older punk bands.
We just talked to Tyler about that.
Rewind at Sea or whatever.
Yeah.
But like even the regular Warped Tour, like I went 2 years ago. I think it was two or three years ago, and I was lucky that I went, because that was the last like Warped. That was, so before they did their farewell tour, they did Warped Tour, Yellow Card, before they broke up. So that would have been my last chance to see them, because they didn't come to St. Louis for their farewell tour.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was one of my favorite bands in high school. Sure. So.
I think I remember seeing that was like Yellow Card and Real Big Fish and all these bands like on one stage. And I was like, I just imagine that stage though. Like, I mean, I loved all those bands on that stage, but like, I imagine all the other kids are like, who the hell are these old guys? You know, that kind of stuff. Like,
Silverstein was on that same stage. Yeah, I think they did that right, though.
Yeah.
Put all the older guys on one stage so that the old people don't have to walk around so much.
Right.
I was able to just stay there. Now, I did go to a couple other stages that year. Like, I like We the Kings. I actually somewhat know Danny, the drummer, but we don't really get along anymore, so I went and saw their set, but then I saw Stick to Your Guns, and then Sick of the Day played. They're now New American Classic. They're semi-local. They're from Springfield. They played our last show at the Way Out Club, but it's just, I like Warped Tour. They're starting to suck a little bit though lately.
Yeah,
with the new stuff, they're going away from punk music. Like, they're starting to go more towards like the, I don't even know what to call it anymore, the stuff that they're going towards, like the New Year's Day, like goth metal something. I don't even know what to call it. It's like a mixture of like goth music and metal and EDM. I don't know. They got to stick to what the kids are listening to. Right. Next year, it's going to be all mumble rap. So I don't know.
There's a lot of the new music I just don't get. There's
we sound like our parents.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of other good stuff coming out.
But, yeah, there is.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just like the evolution of it though. Like, I mean, people kind of want to keep being creative, and like they want to do something that's different and unique or whatever, not something that's already been done. So they try to come up with something new. And
yeah, when we talked to Ivan B, we talked about the whole mumble rap thing, because he's like very anti mumble rap. Like, he has a few songs that are like against it, but he explained it pretty good. It's like, it's not about their words, why people like it. It's about the actual, the beat, like it's good beat to like sit and vibe to, and that's what draws the people to it. It's not the actual rapper. You could put anyone on those beats and people would still go to it. It's the producer that they like, but they have to put a face to it. So they get these like dudes that are like all twacked out on syrup and stuff, and that's just the way it happens.
Right.
I don't know. Put some auto-tune on their voice, and it's gold.
All right. I don't know about gold, but people are buying it, though.
Yeah, they're buying it.
Yeah.
Fetty Wap is making a killing.
Right. Well, again, get involved with everything. Agitate the Airwaves on Facebook.
Yep.
There is a YouTube channel where we're going to try to get some more video up there from the live
We just started stuff. It. We have one video on there now. I'm going to start putting more on there from our live shows. I have a Twitter that I just created and didn't do anything with. I don't get Twitter, so I probably won't do much more with it.
I plug the show on there, but yeah, I don't get it either, man. I get very little activity out of Twitter. It's,
Facebook is our main thing.
Yeah.
To be honest, I need to be better about Facebook, too, because I tend to just use my personal page. I have more people on my personal page than I do on the show page, so I just use my personal page to promote. But you can find us on Facebook. If I post anything about the show, I usually forward it to the page anyway. So,
And grab tickets, or is it are the tickets, or are they just at the door?
They're online and at the door. So if they go to our event page, there's a link to purchase the tickets online. I discount them a little bit online to make up for the fee, but they end up being about the same price whether you buy it at the door or online.
But there's a good chance that system slave show.
Yeah, there's a very good chance that that'll sell out. So
you might want to go ahead and.
They haven't played St. Louis since their album release.
Yeah.
So, and I think that was back in June ish.
And the new record's sick. It's a great album. So check that out. And Thieves to Kings just put out a brand new EP.
Yeah. Steve O'Brien is about to put out something new. He's dropping a new single within the next couple weeks. And then he's working on an album right now. Either an album or a mixtape. I don't think he's decided which one he's doing yet.
Yeah. Well, very cool, man. This has been great. I had a lot of fun hanging out today. And
definitely.
I appreciate you having me out on your show. And I like anytime. This little collaboration going on here. So
the way I've seen it, same thing that I say about the music scene with artists. We can work together. There doesn't have to be a competition. Some of these other shows I have had run-ins with, and I see it as a competition. It's not. We're online. We're not airing at the same time.
Sure. Well, and, I don't know. I'm all about community, man. We gotta help each other out.
Exactly.
If one wins, we all win, man. That's how I feel about it. So.
Yeah.
I'm in for it, man. I love what we got going on here in St. Louis. We got a cool thing happening between our music, and I've met a lot of really cool. A bunch of other podcasters and people doing radio and stuff. And it's just been fun to, create all this stuff together. So,
yeah, I think the St. Louis scene is definitely coming back. It had a down for a little while, but I think it's definitely coming back strong.
Oh yeah. Yeah, man. There's a lot of great stuff happening. Get involved, support some local music, come out to these shows, and again, check out the Agitate the Airwaves every Saturday, 12 to 3, on My City, My Music, right?
Yeah, MyCityMyMusic.com.
Or Spreaker.
And iHeartRadio.
Yeah, man. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.